I'm Charles Love York from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We're glad to come into your home this morning with the Word of God. We pray that something will be said to edify you and strengthen you and cause you to come down to the Church of Christ and obey the gospel of Christ. Come identified with the Church of Christ, the one that Christ, the Church of Christ established. Our lesson this morning is from John the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 42. In this chapter we find that Jesus come to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, and near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, he was weary from his journey, and thus he wanted to get some rest. And thus, well, he was about the sixth hour, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." And we taken from this particular scripture reading as we go on through this particular setting is Jesus is the fountain. Jesus is the fountain. Now notice now, this lady said to Jesus, "Give me to drink." And she also said unto him, then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou being a Jew ask to drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan." Lord have mercy. She forgot who she was talking to. She forgot who she was talking to. She didn't know who she was talking to, you see, because we know that our Savior and our Lord, he is the one that broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile. And she knew that we'll find in later on in the setting that she knew that the Messiah was coming and he was going to make all things ready, because up until this time the Jews had was God's chosen people, you see. But now Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, who is it that said unto thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him that he would have given thee living water." Lord have mercy. The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, from whence thou hast this living water. And thou art greater than our father Jacob, which gave us of this well and drinketh thereof himself and his children and the cattle." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him shall be in him as a well of water springing up to everlasting life." And the woman said, "Sir," I love him, I like this. She said, "Give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." And Jesus said unto her, "Go and call her husband." But before we get there, I got to park and back up, because she said, the woman said, "Give me of that water, you see, that everlasting water, that I don't have to come and draw from this well." You see, Jesus is the fountain, and we need to, draw from that everlasting fountain. And see, when we obey the gospel of Christ, it's like a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Our whole life changes, you see, talking about everlasting water, you see. The Word of God, the Bible, draw from the fountain of God, the Word of God. You see, you can draw from the fountain, that will help you. Come and draw life water from the fountain, joy water from the fountain, peace from the fountain, purification from the fountain, you see. Let us move on now. And as we go into this particular setting, we can see that the Samaritan, that Jesus had a need to go through Samaria, and the Samaritan woman had a need. She had a physical need, but Jesus was telling her that you need a spiritual, you need a spiritual fix. And we need a spiritual fix today. And we need to draw from Jesus' fountain to get that spiritual fix. If you out there, you see, because the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan, thou art Jew, and that we have no dealing with them. And she said, but now we're looking. But now notice that lady said, we're looking and waiting for the Messiah to come. Lord have mercy. We're waiting on the Messiah to come. And Paul, to the Gentiles in Ephesians 2 and 11, without Christ, we're being alienated from the commonwealth, strangers from the covenant of the promise, and having no hope without Christ and without God, but by the blood of Christ, we are made nigh unto him, you see. So we can see now this woman here at the well, she's she wants to drink of that everlasting water. And Jesus tells her to go on back. And said, he began to get personal with her. And you see, and he asked her about a husband. And she said, I have no husband. She told the truth because she had five. And there were none of them hers. Well, Lord have mercy. And she went back and she witnessed unto the people. Said, come and see the man. Lord have mercy. Come and see the man, you see, that told me all about myself. The woman said, sir, before even that, she said, I perceive thou a prophet. The Father, you see, worship in Jerusalem, in this place where thou ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe in me, the hour has come when you shall neither worship in this place or in Jerusalem where your Father you worship, you see. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, that? But now notice what she said now. She went back and told the people, we've been waiting, we've been waiting for the Messiah to come. And we've been looking for the Messiah to come. And Jesus said, I am he. Some of us don't recognize that Jesus had already come then. And some of us don't recognize the church has already been established. And we just need to draw from the Jesus fountain, you see, that water in the well, you see. And she said, I want to draw from that everlasting water. She said, give me some of that water. I wonder how many of us want to draw from that everlasting water. Jesus, he is the fountain. He is the fountain. He is our hope. He is our fountain. He draw water from the well. Come now, come now. Draw water from the well, you see. If you're sick and you can't get well, you need to draw water from the well, you see. If you're in trouble, you need to draw water from the well, you see. If your storm is raging, you need to draw water from the well. If your valley of sorrow is over, you need to draw water from the well. If somebody burning down, you need to draw water from the well. Somebody in a bed of affliction, you need to draw water from the well. Somebody in that lonely room, you need to draw water from the well. You see, Jesus, he is our fountain. He is our well. He is our everlasting life. You see, he is just springing up to everlasting heaven, is waiting on you. Come, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You see, he is come to the fountain. Brother preacher, how can I get some water from that everlasting fountain? You got to come and obey the gospel of Christ. You see, you got to become a now Christian. What you said, brother preacher? I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm saved. I was sick, but now I'm well. I was guilty, but now I've been forgiven. I was hell bound, but now I'm heaven bound. I've obeyed the gospel of Christ. You see, he heard my cry, who understands me, he knows my condition, who answered my every call, who listened to my plea. Oh, you ought to come on to the Father's house and draw water from the well. Trust in Jesus. That woman, she met Christ. She didn't know who she had met, but she met Christ. He changed everything. And all those people came down there and said, we believe because we now have seen. And they obeyed. They bid him to stay for a couple of days. And he stayed there. And because they had been waiting. You see, they had been waiting for the Messiah to come. You see, and here Jesus, that's why he had gone by Samaria to let them know that I'm here now. You see, you no longer stranger to the covenant. I'm here now for all mankind. Jesus came and died for all mankind that we might all have the right to the tree of life. We all might be saved. We all might be called children of God. What about you today? Obey the gospel of Christ.